Vrindavan Mahimamrita ki jai. Prabhupada Saraswati ki jai. I believe we finished 1642, 1363, 1524. This, we're discussing the category, the full category of Braj Bhajan means Raghunuga Bhakti. Anything less than that is a relative concern. And this section is two more verses describing neglect Hari Bhajan and Vaidhi Sadhana to attain Vaikuntha, and simply live in Braj and do Braja Bhajan and do perform, engage in Raghunuga Bhakti. This is the emphasis of this category in this subsection. Aparatak Purusharta Chatushtayam Bhagavato Bhajanam Chabaved Bahu Dhruvamidam Tu Vina Vrishabhanuja Varam Maho Na Mahojula Bhaktaya. Religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, dharma, art, kam, moksha, let's say moksha, and liberation, can be achieved at any at other places besides Vrindavan. For example, Haridwar. There are seven cities in India which are called Mukti Dwara, Mukti Puri, where if you live there and die there or reside there, then, and especially if you do bhajan, you get liberation, mukti to Vaikuntha, not to Vrindavan. So Ayodhya Puri is one, Dwarka Puri is one, Haridwar is one. Mathura is listed there or not. I don't think Mathura is listed there. But Ayodhya and Dwarka and Haridwar and Shiv Kanchi and Ujjain, I forget, they're all there. They're there. And he's saying, go there, you want to get liberated. That's why they call it Haridwar. Haridwar, the gateway, the door to Hari Vaikuntha, Haridam, described in Brahma Samhita by Lord Brahma, Devidam, Haridam, and Vaikuntha Dam. So Haridam is the abode of Vaikuntha, Vishnu. Various modes of worship to the Supreme Lord can also be performed in those places. But it is a fact that devotional service in the mood of conjugal love cannot be attained in any other place other than Sri Vrindavan. Ujjvala Bhakti, Shringhara Ras, Ujjvala Shringhara Ras, Madhurya Bhakti, and Gopika Bhakti is only available here in the Vrishabhanuja Vanam. Without Vrishabhanuja, that means Radharani Vrishabhanu Nandini. Without, it's interesting, her forest is called Vrishabhanuja Vanam. Vrishabhanu Maharaj Ja Janma, she who is born from Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Without her forest, you cannot attain this wonderful form of Prema Bhakti. Bhagavat Bhajan Chabavid Bahu Dhruvamidam Tavina. And we'll look at another translation. So this is a point that these other forms of bhajan to attain Vaikuntha, they're, forget them all. Go somewhere else and do that. Come to Vrindavan and do Ragmark, Rag Bhajan, to attain Radha and Krishna Yugal and Ujjala Prem. This is another translation. The four goals of life, dharma, art, kam, moksha, and the fervent worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot carry one to Sri Radha's forest of Vrindavan. Vrishabhanuja Vanam. Without splendid pure devotional service, Ujjvala Bhaktaya. So this last line falls short in this translation. The other one is quite right. It is a fact that bhakti in the mood of conjugal mellow, because Ujjvala, Maha Ujjvala, is another way of saying Mahabhav. The Mahabhav of Radharani in her forest is not possible. That type of bhakti, that type of prema bhakti outside of Vrindavan, can't be attained in any other place, Vrindavan. The next verse is 17:10. Now there's one other subsection here. Shastras can't help Of course, we discuss this sometimes, how that, except shastras like Vrindavan Mahimamrita and Govinda Lilamrita and other shastras, they can help. They're necessary. We discuss that. 1456. Kamam vasya bhavatu narake chain mahananda kande shimad Vrindavana gunagane puryate karna randra gyante va smriti patam to yanti va nanyata me Sri Vaikunthe yahaha ruchitam shishtitu prayatasyam. I do not mind to live in hell if I can hear the transcendental qualities of the most blissful Sri Vrindavan. I simply desire to sing and remember Vrindavan's glories. Alas, otherwise I have no taste for even the service of Sri Narayan and Vaikuntha. Narayan Seva. And this category is here. No taste for Dasya Rasa of Lord Narayan. Service means Dasya Rasa. Some people are there on Shantaras. They're simply Salokya Mukti. I'm here. That's enough. But some people are more interested in samipya. Samipya means proximity for service. Samipya mukti, you're nearby serving, interacting in a personal way, in dasya. Nice point he's making here. He said, I don't mind if I live in hell if I can hear the transcendental qualities of the most blissful Vrindavan. So I don't mind if I live in hell, France, hell, Noida, hell, Mumbai, hell, Delhi, hell, anywhere. If I can hear the glories, as long as I can hear the blissful glories and qualities of Vrindavan. That's what this class is all about. So if we stop giving this class, then you'll burn in the fires of hell. Then the hell will surround us. So this is the point, that we may be in hell, but if we're with Krishna, we're in heaven. Heaven on earth, as they say. Earth without Krishna is hell. So we rather say your Vrindavan is the spiritual world. And to hear about Vrindavan anywhere in the hellish places outside of Vrindavan, how can you say they're not hellish? Everywhere is sinful activity. Everywhere non-devotees. Everywhere Gramikata. That's hell. What is hell? Hell is no Harikata. Hell is no devotees. You go in a city of Paris or in France, how many devotees are there? 5? 25 million people? 10 million people? They go in Delhi, Noida, 25, 30 million people. How many devotees? 5, 10? 1,000 to 1%? So that means everyone else is a hellish representative of hell. Hellish businesses, hellish occupations, hellish ideas, hellish thoughts, hellish dress, hellish food habits, hellish ambitions, hellish roads, everything hell. Vrindavan is a very thin covering of Maya. But the Maya can't cover the Govardhan Hill. Can't cover Yamuna, Nidivan, Sevak. Can't cover Radha Raman, Radha Shyam, Radha Govinda, Gopinath, Damodar, Barsana, Nandaga, Manku, Tir, Kamyavan, Uteshwar, Kundeshwar, Gopishwar. The Maya is still there. Where is this Maya covering? There's some dirt here and there and some plastic bags and pigs and dogs and monkeys, too many. It's nothing. It's like a glass window pane with a slight covering of dust. You can still see, make out pretty much clearly what's happening outside and out the window. So the real dust is on our eyes, not on Vrindavan. Chaitadarpana Marjanam. It's called the dust on the consciousness. Our conscious eye has dust on it, so we can't perceive the transcendent beauty of Krishna. Transcendent beauty of Vrindavan, effulgently shimmering and glimmering in all directions around us. Lord Chaitanya, was it? Jesus preached the same point. To remove the cinder from your own eye before you see the dust particle in another's. So cinder, whatever. Remove the cinder from your own eye before you see the faults of others. So cinder means that when a coal is burning, coal is burning, it spews off black smoke. In that black smoke, a very minute little vanilla bean-like particles. When you get vanillas, sometimes natural vanillas, all these little powdery little black dots. In America, or you buy some fancy ice cream, and it's a little black, looks like dirt in the ice cream. It's white vanilla ice cream, but it has all these little speckles and particles. And that's real vanilla. Have you seen? Anyone seen? I've seen. You never dealt with vanilla powder? You never cooked it?
Not vanilla powder.
Vanilla itself, it grows in a very thin pod, like a carob. You've seen carob? Maybe you have trees there. Little seeds inside to shake them. And so the pod is where it dries out, and then you open up, take all the seeds out, and crush it in powder, and that's carob powder. So vanilla is a tree, first of all. It's not a bush, it's a tree, and it has these thin little pods, skinny little pods on it. Sometimes they sell in the market, Fab India, other places, original vanilla. And if you split it up on the razor blade, you see all this black dust inside. These little spots, so that Vrindavan is, so when coal burns, in the smoke are all these little vanilla-like spots, black particles. And if you ride on the old steam engines of Indian trains, which were still existing until about 5 years ago, in some remote parts of India, they're still using steam engines and hill stations and other narrow-gauge roadways, which are still extant. And you sit there in the seat, and after 5 minutes, your clothes are covered with black soot. So this is like Vrindavan. Vrindavan has just little particles of dust. But that's what the cinder, what I mean to say is the cinder is that thing in your eye, that black piece of coal. It's called a cinder, coal cinder, smoke cinder. And Jesus said, remove the cinder from your own eye before they see the faults of another. So you have a cinder in your eye, it means something faulty, something wrong with your eye. So now applying this to Vrindavan, there's no faults in Vrindavan. The cinders in our eye, the faults in our eye, the eye of our consciousness. Because there's so much calm and crowed anger, envy, lust in us, and we can't see the Chinmoy Vrindavan as it really is, as the saints and sages see it. This is 14, which one? 56. I shall voluntarily choose to live in hell. If my ears may be filled with the supremely blissful glories of Sri Vrindavan. Another one says, I'll go to hell if I can always hear about Vrindavan. Or if I may sing these glories while I'm living in hell. Or if those glories will enter the pathway of my memory. So I don't mind living in hell, any hellish place outside of Vrindavan. Any hellish city in India or the West, if I can simply remember Vrindavan, the glorious Vrindavan, its festivals, its deities, its holy places and pastimes that I heard about and saw and acted there and heard described there as I rolled in the dust of those Leela Stalis, I'll recall that in my memory files and then I can bear and withstand to live in hell. If I cannot do any of these things to connect my mind with Vrindavan, then even if I attain the loving service of Lord Narayana Vaikuntha, I will not derive any happiness from that. So this is no taste for Narayana or Vaikuntha. He's very much, which of course is the goal of Vaidhi Bhakti. When one performs Vaidhi Bhakti, his goal is Krishna Prema. He wants Prema. So if he doesn't follow in the footsteps of the gopis or the sukhas of Vrindavan, the Raganuga, I would say Ragatmika Bhaktas, and Kamanuga Raganuga Bhakti or Sambandhanuga Raganuga Bhakti. If he doesn't follow the Sambandha Ragatmika Bhaktas or the Kamanuga Sambandhanuga Ragatmika Bhaktas like Yashoda Nanda, or the Kamanuga Ragatmika Bhaktas like Gopis and Manjaris, there's no chance to enter Goloka Vrindavan in the service of Radha Krishna and Madhurya Bhav. No chance to go to Vrindavan. He'll attain prema. He'll go nishta, anartha nivritti nishta, ruchi, asakti, bhava, prema, and prema will take him to Vaikuntha. So he's saying, I don't want that. At all costs, I just want any kind of connection with Vrindavan, because I know if I live outside of Vrindavan, And my mind is Vrindavan. And my words are Vrindavan. My ears are Vrindavan. Then when I die, I'll go to Vrindavan. Even if I die in hell. Hell France, hell Noida, hell anywhere. Because my consciousness is there. So that's the emphasis. He said, I don't even want to do Vishnu Bhakti or even Vaidhi Bhakti. As I mentioned, the whole category is Vrindavan Bhajan means Raghunuga Bhakti. There's no room for Vaidhi here. Next point we have here is sadhana is useless. I would assume, obviously, that means Vaidhi sadhana is useless. He has no taste for Dasya Ras or attaining Vaikuntha or performing a service in Bhakti that will take one there. In fact, sadhana is useless if, chapter 12, verse 44. Let's find out the exceptions. Okay, sadhana is useless. Well, what kind of sadhana? Yoga sadhana is useless. And let's see, 12:424. Kim re mahananda rasabdi kelam. Yes, you're there? Everyone's there? Hedvarti sindav abuddha patadve. Vihaya vrindavanam atya sadyam tatsarane yat kurutav yogam. Kim re mahananda rasabdi kelam. Hedvarti sindav abuddha patadve. Vihaya vrindavanam atya sadyam tatsarane yat kurutava yogam. Oh, foolish people, why are you giving up enjoyment in the ocean of mellows of ecstatic love and falling into the ocean of material distress? Why are you leaving Vrindavan and engaging in the practice of impossible sadhanas? And the category here is sadhana is useless. Oh, foolish people. Mahananda, ananda rasa abdi kelam. Kelam means to play, frolic, enjoy. Abdi means the ocean. And rasa ocean. Radha rasa siranidhi. Mahananda, that great bliss of playing in the ocean of rasa that's flowing everywhere in Vrindavan. Hitvarti means you give that up. Let's look at another translation. Oh, fools! Why have you stopped playing in the nectar ocean of intense transcendental bliss? Why have you stopped playing in the nectar ocean of intense transcendental bliss? Why have you instead plunged into an ocean of troubles? Why have you left the difficult to attain realm of Vrindavan to practice spiritual life in some other place? Are you stupid? Vihaya Vrindavanam ati sadyam tat sadhana yat kurutava yogam. He's really saying, listen, it's all here. It's all in Vrindavan. When people are in Vrindavan, if they actually enter Vrindavan with the right consciousness and the right practices while they're here, they experience a blissful ocean of rasa. Our troubles fade in the background, recede in the background. And the low tides of distress and anxiety get flooded with the rising waves of Vraja Rasa. Vrindavan describe ice cream to someone. And then someone will say, you have to taste it. So Vrindavan, we're of course using so many verses, Prabhudananda Saraswati, he's giving us so many verses to describe Vrindavan. But ultimately one has to get the taste of Vrindavan. Oh, I came here for 1 week, I came here for 2 weeks, I came here for 3 weeks. Doesn't come so fast. When you stay for some time, then you pass the acid test. The Vrindavan acid test. And then you stay here for some time, not occupying space and breathing and passing air, but you stay here for some time, engaging all your life's air and Krishna bhakti. And then you understand what they're talking about. What is this rasa? What is this taste? What is this prem bhav underlying the substratum of Vrindavan, the Vrindavan people, the real Vrijvasis? What is that current of that sweet flavor that's flowing in their minds and hearts? It starts to surface, and you get sprinkled here and there, and you get a glimpse of the heart of the Brijabasi Vaishnava, and you get a glimpse of the heart of Vrindavan, and you get a fragrance or a sniff of the Leelas, and a slight sensation or feeling of what Vrindavan actually, what's under the cover here. But if you come for a week or a month or a few months, you just ice skate around on the cover of ice. Sometimes in the cold countries they have a lake and it freezes over with ice. And it gets thicker and thicker as it gets colder and colder. It can get 4 or 5 inches thick. The ice, and underneath the ice is water. It's a deep, deep lake. It doesn't become 100 feet or 30 feet thick of ice. Maybe a maximum of 6, 8, 10 inches. And hundreds of people can skate around the lake. I skated on such lakes. I can wear a pair of shoes with a metal blade on the bottom. And you skate around. And there's hundreds of people on a big lake. And the ice is, no one's falling through again. And so this Vrindavan, you come here for a short time, you skate around on the frozen surface of Vrindavan, and underneath is all the liquid ras. Because ice is nothing but frozen water, frozen ras. So what's free? What's the frozen ras covering of Vrindavan? It's our anarthas. It's our the lack of sweetness and beauty and surrender and bhakti in our hearts. So we skate around this side of the ice skating rink or the lake to another, visit this holy place, that holy place. What is the thing about Vrindavan? I've been here for months. It's all trumped up. I got so excited. These devotees, they jacked me up. I bought this flat over here, and now I lived here for a few months. I'm going back to whatever hell you came from. from hell to heaven and back to hell. From hell to the spiritual sky of Vrindavan and back to hell. So Prabhupada Saraswati is addressing such poor chaps, and that, listen, you fool. You abuddha. He's saying abuddha is a nice way of saying hell. Abuddha patadwe. Abuddha patadwe. Oh, you foolish people. Why are you leaving Vrindavan? And even if you go and do some sadhana somewhere, what is this impossible sadhana? Kuru, he says, Kuru Abhiyoga. This Abhiyogam is Kuruta. Kuruta means very difficult to do. Kuruta. Kuruta Abhiyogam. The sadhana means that you want to become completely connected with your ishta, with your prayojan, with your goal. Abhiyogam. But he says, Kurutabhyam. It's Kuruta. It's very difficult to work like that, to act like that. Just stay in Vrindavan. Go with the flow. Chant, serve, and remember. That's Vrindavan. Chant, serve, and remember. So by the Lord's grace, we hope to continue tomorrow.